Crafties. This one. Hello. Right. Boom. You should be able to hear me now. Oh, yeah, I can hear myself now. Yeah, I actually turned on my other laptop. Right, so I just got to, like, redo that whole thing. Should I do a full intro? So we do this. And then welcome to the Bus Factor for, like, this is the third time I've done that little intro. First time I forgot to change scenes. And the second time I just completely forgot to have the audio. I think it's because I didn't have the Focusrite plugged in when I opened up OBS. And, yeah, so it chose a different device, and now it should be all fine. So, sorry about the lack of audio for the first, like, quarter of an hour of the show. So, what was I saying at the start? Oh, yeah, that's right. So, this is a special edition this week. It's just me. Stephen is in the middle of the ocean somewhere. I'm not in the office. The video portion of this is streamed to you from the office, and I'm then collecting it and restreaming it live from a secret location at a beach. So it's not, like, the most secret. I'm just, like, up the coast. Nice weather up here. And the other good news is we actually take Skype call-ins now. So if you want to call in and be part of the Bus Factor, within reason, you can call me on Skype, and my username is Hugh Damport. No one's called. Cool. And what's the other thing? Oh, yeah, the video quality is, like, really bad because we're, like, encoding the video twice. You can kind of make out the red light, but you just got to be, like, in a dark room somewhere. If I miss any red lights, just let me know, and I will endeavor to update the bus. Yeah, Skype. It was the only service I thought of off the top of my head. I can actually support anything, I think, maybe. So, yeah. If people want to give a call, feel free. Otherwise, shall we get into the news? I've already run through, like, one story, so I'll have to do it again. So what was that? Open that. Cool. So don't have the usual lanes behind me because I'm not in the office. I'm not sure a photo of where I am later. It's beautiful outside. I'm actually inside just so I can see the red lights a bit easier. But yeah, so I've just got several tabs open for my news, and I have dual screen so I can see the red lights go as they do it. Oh no, it went red. It's coming back. Yeah, so the first story, that's the one. So the first story here is in Australia, it's slightly political. In Australia, there's some ambassador. He's the ambassador to the United States. And he recently liked a tweet on Twitter that was calling the Prime Minister Turnbull a cranky prick. So, of course, he claims that was hackers. Kind of weird. Like, was it really hackers? Kind of reminded me of that time that Senator Cruz, I think, in the States. He likes some porn video on Twitter that looked identical to his wife, but it wasn't him, it was hackers, or it was, like, staff or something. It's kind of weird how, like, politicians seem to do this quite a lot, because, like, also in Australia, there were some other, I think these are senators, yeah. So a couple of more senators have also complained about liking things, and it was clearly hackers. It's always hackers. Anything that you like on Twitter that you didn't want to like, it must have been a hacker. Yeah, so that was that story. I've already said that. So we'll go on to the next story, which I was just talking about before, when people were complaining about the noise. No noise. Really sorry about that, folks. So the next story, we're getting into the public transportation. So not quite bus. So we've started talking a bit more about trains as well as buses on the Bus Factor. Just because, like, the people that run the bus, that company also runs the trains in Wellington, and a lot of time there's, like, kind of overlap, so we'll talk about trains. So, one of the trains, one of the train lines, it's a line that takes, I think it's like an hour and a half, goes to a place called Masterton in the Wairarapa. So I think it was last week. Yeah, it was last week Thursday. So we didn't actually talk about it on the Bus Factor last week. We had a bit of other news to talk about. So there's this train. A couple of days before this train was going, the air conditioning unit failed. And of course, once it failed, they didn't, like, not use it again. They just kept on using it. And we've been having, like, a kind of a heat wave in Wellington recently. And this train, inside the train, that takes, like, an hour and a half to get from one end to the other, it got up to temperatures of, like, 40 degrees. Oh, wow. So the commuter recorded the temperature on a cell phone app. I just didn't know there was a cell phone app to record temperature. But yeah, 40 degrees. Can you imagine sitting on a train for an hour and a half in like 40 degree temperature, and there's just nothing you can do about it? I'll just get off at the next stop. Just like, nah, I'll get the next one. But problem is, like, the next one might be like 3 hours away. It's kind of like not a mainish line you would go on. Yeah, so that's like astounding temperatures. I'm amazed that the air conditioning was broken and they just kept on using the train. Like, they weren't like, this might be really hot. Nah, we'll keep using it. Yeah, it's kind of weird. So that was that story. If there's any stories people want me to talk about, just yell out in the chat. Or feel free to call on Skype and we can discuss in person. Well, not in person, in internet. Yeah, I guess it's like internet. Oh, some news. We actually talked about it last week. Patreon were changing their fee structure to, like, charge the patrons, not the creators, the fees, which, like, a lot of patrons were like, we're going to have to, like, stop donating as much money because, like, this is too much for us. Like, there was a big hoo-ha, and now Patreon is like, oh, actually, no, we're not going to change that. So, everything's just normal. It's kind of scary how they can, like, kind of just force that change. Like, there's so many, like, decentralized tools out here, but there's still quite a lot of centralized ones that people rely on for a lot of things. Like, here on the Bus Factor, we have creators. like ourselves. On Patreon, we have creators like ourselves, the Bus Factor. And we need this. No, we don't. We've only got like one patron. All they need to see is a bus. There's a bus there. But if other people want to see buses, you can jump on Patreon and give us some money. Enough money talk. Should we talk about some InfoSec news again? So here's a nice little bug. So this bug is kind of an old bug, but it's also kind of a new bug. So this bug's like almost 20 years old. 19 years old. I should have just said it's 19 years old. So it's to do with TLS, because why wouldn't it be? Every like 20-year-old bug just happens to be with TLS. So it's called, I'm not sure I want to like pronounce it, Bleichenbacher. So like back in 98, this guy, he found some flaws using like known Oracle attacks in the SSL. Back then it was just SSL, not TLS. And it was using the PKCS version 1, number 1, 1.5. Like, it's a padding protocol that is done on top of RSA encryption, because you need to have the right block size, blah, blah, blah. And so that was like known 19 years ago. Some researchers have tweaked that slightly, and they found like a bunch of servers that are still vulnerable to like just a slight tweak. So like in their research, they say we didn't really change much. But yeah, it's still like pretty bad. And to kind of prove that they did this, and Patreon did roll back on their changes. I got an email saying that they did, I believe. I might be making it up, I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure I got an email. But yeah, so this new attack, it's called Robot Attack, because like every new vulnerability just needs to have a name. It's kind of weird that it's also got a logo, so it's got like a cute little picture of a logo, a robot doing some things, and he's got PKCS 1.5 written on him. I feel like buses have probably run red light, but I just can't tell. A lot of walkers though. Not seeing too many buses. But yeah, they worked out that I think Facebook was, yeah, so they were like, Facebook's vulnerable to this. So Facebook's pretty big. And people were like, oh, how do you actually like know Facebook is? And what they could do with this attack is basically sign anything with the server's private key. And they could also, so they couldn't get the actual key material. They could just kind of use the key. So if you're using forged secrecy, you're fine. If you can, like, if you're not and you're using RSA, you can kind of just capture it and like decrypt it later. So to prove that Facebook did have this issue, which is now fixed, they signed a message with Facebook's private key at the time, and then just published a message saying, what did it say? We hacked Facebook with the Bleichenbacher Oracle, and signed that message with the key, and yeah, that's pretty cool. Has anyone seen any red light runners? I feel really bad that the count is just zero. I shouldn't just bump it up there. Can't just assume. The buses might have learnt. It has been like 2 months. What are we on? We're on like episode 22, so that's just so many months. I just can't believe we've been doing it. That's like almost half a year. That's insaneness. We've been running the Bus Factor for almost half a year. They didn't hack Facebook. Yeah, so yeah, they didn't hack Facebook. They just showed that they could sign a message with Facebook's private key, which meant they could hack it, or other people could have hacked it, but they didn't actually, it sounded like they didn't actually do any hacking of Facebook. But yeah. So news. Oh, no one's trying out this like sweet Skype calling. I could do the like Skype test call. That'll be probably weird. I'll just be like, "Hello, can you hear me?" And then like 5 minutes later it'll be like, "Yes, I can hear you." No, I won't say that. It'll just say what I said back. Let's get some more news. So this one's cool. So who's heard of a giant password collection recently? On the dark web, as you might call it, people found 1.4 billion clear text passwords, well, credentials, and it's all in one single database, and it's like 41 gigs or something, which is an insane amount, but it's like all nicely formatted, and it's got a little search tool so you can find exactly what you want when you're looking for passwords. So like if you search for like, they've got top passwords. Yeah, it's like craziness. Like someone has curated a list of 1.4 billion credentials. It's, oh, I just can't even imagine that. It's unfathomable. What's this? Sweet news / thoughts on internet chemo. Oh, I don't think I have seen internet chemo. That sounds like weird. Does the internet have cancer? Internet chemo. Super sweet. Internet chemo. Oh, that just looks like, oh, that's, I can't search for internet chemo, so I don't really have any thoughts on it because I don't know what it's about, sorry. Yeah, I've never heard of it. Is it new? Oh, the passwords are, yeah, cool. Sorry for the breaks, I'm just drinking liquid at the same time, and there's no second speaker to, like, take away the dead air, but I'll try and keep it at a minimum. So, how's the time going? We've done half of it. Which story should I do next? Got a few to choose from. What did we talk about? Passwords? We talked about TLS. We could jump back on the TLS or, like, secure things. So, there's this thing called extended validation that you can chuck on a TLS certificate, which allows you to basically say, I am this company. And in the address bar, when you visit a site with extended validation or EV certificate, it will show in the address bar the company name that has been assigned to that certificate, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of cool. So it allows companies to be like, yeah, this is us. Problem is, you just pay money to get it and you can like register a company that looks kind of similar. So some guy, what's his name? Ian Carroll. So he has a website. You can test this yourself if you go to https://stripe.n.sh. In your browser address bar, it should say the certificate is signed by Stripe Incorporated US. Which is like, how does that happen? So he just got a like company called Stripe Incorporated. Then he did all the paperwork to get the extended verification, validation certificate. Got a certificate. Chucked it on his webpage. It's clearly not Stripe. But yeah, it's kind of shows how everything's just broken. Like, how... We're still relying on these, like, kind of, like, monopolistic vendors that give us these certificates. And the browsers kind of just trust them implicitly. And now people, like, end users will get confused because they'll be like, yeah, that's Stripe. It's not actually Stripe. It's, it's kind of bad because Stripe accepts money. And people were like, yeah, this is Stripe, but it's not. It's just some guy that has paid a few dollars to make a company called Stripe and get a certificate saying Stripe, and now he can steal all the money. Yeah, hard to know. What's this? So Internet Chemo was this post that apparently from this... right. And how feasible is robot as an attack? Oh, we've got a bird. Could be a duck or a goose. You don't know. It's probably a duck, just because it's not indicating or anything. So, robot as an attack. I don't think they released a proof of concept at the moment. Where'd we get? Robot. It kind of sounded like if you're doing TLS properly, it's fine. Like, as long as you're using forward secrecy, which, like, people for the last, like, what, 5 years or something should just be doing. It's only if you've got, like, if you've only got RSA and no forward secrecy, then it's a problem. So, like, some old servers, yeah, it's definitely a attack vector. If you've got RSA and also some that support... Oh, it was a goose. I didn't see an indicating, but, yeah, it was a goose. Yeah, so if you've got a server that supports forward secrecy, but it also supports RSA, then, like, you could have, like, some weird downgrade attack and then, like, intercept that traffic and, like, decrypt it. But that's getting a bit harder. But moral of the story, if you're using, like, only forward... it is indicating? Oh, this camera is just, like, impossible to tell. Or it was indicating. I should probably stay on the chat window so I can see when people talk. Yeah, so... I'd say it's feasible on old servers. New servers that have been set up well, not so much of a problem. I mean, like, that's the thing with a lot of, like, crypto things where it's on the cipher, not on, like, the server implementation. You can just get rid of the old shitty ciphers that you shouldn't be using anyway because, like, we're in 2017. Almost 2018. Speaking of 2018, this is not the last show for the year. We've got one more next week. Stephen will be back from the middle of the ocean or wherever he is. I assume he'll be back. He might have, like, he was on the boat that had, like massive outbreak of some, like, gastro bug. So he might just be, like, real sick. Who knows? Oh, is this a red light? No, it just turned red. Oh, I don't know. No red lights. I don't like this. We'll get, like, one clear one at some point. Who knows? So how do people like this single person show? It feels weird. No one to talk to. It feels like I'm just talking to myself. I don't know. Yeah, so, that was the robot attack again. Talked about EV, that was a bit crazy. talked about that. Oh, narrowing down news stories. Cool. So we got a few more stories left. We got this was like an old story. I thought I'd like mention it. So like a while back on the Bus Factor, there was a video of a cyclist that looked like he nearly got clipped by a bus. And like the cyclist shouldn't be on the bus lane. Like that's a thing. I thought the way the driver like went about it was like not good. Like you shouldn't just like have road rage as a bus driver. I think it's bad. Like you're meant to be there for safety, but hard to know. But yeah, I found this like old story. So it's like quite old. Where was it? July. So we might not have been doing the Bus Factor at that point. So guy comes down from Auckland. He's a cyclist. And he's cycling on this very street we can see on the camera at the moment. He did not realise it's a bus-only lane, because, like, so we've got bus-only lanes in Wellington, we've also got bus lanes. Now, the difference between bus-only lanes and bus lanes is not the extra word. It's bus-only means only buses can go. Bus lanes means buses, like, mopeds, scooters, bicycles, taxis, they can all use it. So it's really just a slightly restricted, like, no car lane. No car or truck lane, I guess. But pretty much everything else can use that lane. But the bus only is only for buses. So there was this bus driver. Well, there was a cyclist. He was on the street here, which is a bus-only lane. And he didn't realise it was a bus-only lane. He thought it was like every other green-painted thing in Wellington that's a bus lane that allows cyclists. So it's a believable misunderstanding. But the bus driver, he got like real aggro. And what did he do? Yeah, he just got, like, real angry, and so, like, this guy, he got off his bike, and he was, like, having a chat with the driver, and then the driver was like, oh, fuck this, and, like, just stepped on the gas and just ran over the guy's bike, and the back tyre was described as looking like a taco, like, he basically folded the back tyre in half, and, like, I just wonder, in what world is that responsible driving? I just don't know. Really just can't tell these red lights. Nah, I can see it change, so yeah, it's red now. So, I potentially haven't missed any. They seem to have changed. Metlink do know about this show now. It's in their emails. I've even asked them for an interview, just through their, like, social media support team, which probably won't get anything, but, yeah, hard to know. It'll be funny if they come on for an interview. We can be like, what's that butt's doing? Oh, that's running a red light. Oh, well, what are you going to do about it? Like, how's your training going? Probably nothing will happen. They'll probably never come on. Has been suggested that we can go through the other team. There's a team that deals with like getting interviews and stuff like that. So we could actually get a legitimate interview with Metlink, some spokesperson. So we might line that up for next year. That would be fun. Yeah, I said it. There is a next year of the Bus Factor. We've been doing it for so long. Oh, this one. Was that red? I think that blue bus that was turning was red. Should we do a replay, which we won't be able to see? That blue one, I think, was red. Oh, I think that was red. I'm going to, like, tentatively bump that up. Give that a one. I just didn't want it to be zero. We'll say one. One bus has run a red light in the 40 minutes I've been rambling. It's probably more than one, but we'll put one. So yeah, next week we'll have both Stephen and I back. We'll be talking about some stuff. There'll probably be quite a lot of news to cover. Like other security podcasts probably won't be covering much next week, I don't think. Could be wrong, but I believe we are the only InfoSec bus-related podcast running next week. And we can probably take out the bus. Yeah, and we're also live. We've got a lot of things going for the bus factor. Yeah, this could be the intersection. I'm keeping an eye on these lights now. Oh, it's lagging a bit. Is it lagging for you guys? Oh, I don't know. This multi-stream. I've proven it can work. So next time we go to a conference that doesn't have any buses, we can do this. Well, someone's got to leave some device back. We could use a Pi. That would be terrible, but it'll work. Anyway, news. So we talked about the taco bike. What should we talk about? We got a couple of biggish security things. So patch Tuesday for Microsoft. So there were 34 vulnerabilities this time, and there were a couple of things impacting Microsoft Malware Protection Engine. Now, I have no idea what that is, but going off the name, I would assume it helps stop you getting malware on your computer. And when you find out that this thing that is meant to protect you has remote code execution bugs in it, I wonder, what's it protecting you from? Or is it just making things worse? Like, I don't know, does it protect that much? Or, yeah, hard to know. I mean, like, you see so many security bugs in security products. It's kind of sad, like antivirus and just like malware protection unit. Man, there's so much sand on this laptop still from CrashCon. So much sand. It's gross. It's probably not good for the laptop. Yeah, so watch out. That chat window is quite laggy. Am I anti malware? I don't know. Malware keeps me with a job. This light here. Gone red. It's actually easy to see it now, so it must be like because it's slightly darker. But yeah, so we've got, I mean, Patch Tuesday always has like a bunch of stuff. And it's just surprising. Well, it's not really that surprising that they're like malware protection engine is having remote code execution on it. It doesn't surprise me at all, actually. What have we got? We got Corbin out there. No one's called on Skype. I still have no idea whether it works. I kind of tested before when we were in the pre show, like before I tweeted about it, we're actually still streaming. I can do it again.
Hello, welcome to Skype testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Oh. Hello, you're very loud. You also have a really long time. Hello, you're very loud. You also have a really long
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have...
Right, so that is the Skype work. Sorry, I just wanted to test that. That was really loud. Sorry if people wearing headphones like myself. That was a bit painful. Though I turned that down now, so next time I do that, it probably won't do that. But yeah, if anyone wants to call Hugh Davenport on Skype, we support it now. Skype in you. That's what it tells me in that chat now. Anyway, so we got Corvin now, so we should talk about some things. Oh, I might just watch these buses. I feel like this is the one. Let's see. Another bus. Feels different not being in the office watching this. Oh, there's a... So the bus only lane means buses only, which the police... Oh, that was a red light. But yeah, bus only lanes. The police know that bus only lanes means bus only. So that car you see there is clearly a police bus. The police now have buses. They're not like public buses that you can like jump on. And well, you can actually jump in the police bus. You just have to be breaking the law, you know. And they'll put you in the back seat of the police bus. There's like a front seat of the police bus and a back seat of the police bus. That's about it. I wonder if this police bus is going to be a goose or a duck. It was a duck. A police bus duck. Interesting. What's happening in the chat? Risky leg, the master hacker. Yeah. Red light's going to happen now. Yeah. Did I bump that? I did. Oh, this is going to be good. Yeah, he's still over. I'm calling that. Is there another one? Oh, I don't know if there's another one just, like, sitting behind the camera. No visibility. There probably isn't. We can see cars going past. Also, no idea what bus number that is. Can't really see much with this quality. News. This news story was... Yeah, so on Android this time, so this was a bug that was reported to Google in July, so they've been working on it for a while. It's actually kind of old, this bug. It's from December, but not from this week. When was it? I think it was last week. By the looks of it. But so this bug, so Android apps, they have APK files. And these APK files are signed. Oh, who are they? They're the localhost, I think. APK files are signed by the developer to prove that the app hasn't been tampered with. So you would assume that, all of the APK has been signed, or you would think the signature is kind of actually verifying. Stephen might be watching. I think he said it costs $500 a day to get data. He might be. Do you reckon the bus factor is worth $500 to watch on a boat? Oh, think of the lag it would have. It would just be the choppiest video ever. Like, you would just see, like, a red light, and there would be a bus, and then next scene, there would just be, like, no buses. Like, it would just skip. Anyway, back to this APK thing. So, what I'm hinting at is that this vulnerability allowed you to inject malicious code into the APK and still have the signature be valid. So you've changed what the APK does, so the signature should be invalid then, because like you're signing the code that you put in, but suddenly like someone else has put some code in and your signature is still valid. And like what were they even signing? So they've fixed that. Took them, what did I say, July. So yeah, it's taken them several months to make sure they're signing everything, not just, yeah, I don't know. Whole file signature scheme that increases verification speed and strengthens integrity guarantees by detecting any changes to protected parts of the APA. So that's what Google describes the APA signatures. I did something weird. Oh, I've still got super glue on this laptop keyboard. I should like get something to get that off. Yeah. So that was Android. I did see a iPhone one just to like get all the platforms. Well, except Linux, but I guess Android counts as Linux. Ah, it doesn't really. We talked about Linux stuff last week with the huge dirty cow, because like dirty cow wasn't good enough. You got to have yet another. Yeah, so got a few more minutes left in the show. I did have these like other news stories, but they're not like super fascinating. Is there any requests from the floor? Well, Stephen could do audio only. He's not on a plane. He's like on a boat somewhere, and he has to buy the boat internet, which is like $500 a day. Like, who is the person that is paying $500 just to use the internet for one day? Like, I just don't even know who that person is. I don't think I'd ever spend $500 just to do the internet. I can't believe he's gone this long without any internet. It's very unlike him. He'll probably spend like 3 days like catching up on everything. It'll be funny. I actually have control of his Duolingo account, so I could make him like really unfluent in French that he's learning. I could just like purposely get everything wrong, and there'll be like 0%, and be like, ah. But I don't know, I'm nice, and it's too hard to like do that. Oh, these guys are coming back the other way. Yeah. Have we really only had 3 red light runners? We must have. Some weeks on the bus factor are just slow. Oh, it was really embarrassing that the first 15 minutes had no audio. That was interesting. What do we have here? There was a thing. Oh, yeah, I have done that before. Sorry, I'm just reading something else. Is this the light side? No, we got walkers. We got walkers. So, oh no, we still got buses. Yeah. What's happening with that light? Orange. Oh, you can see it heaps clearer now. Red. No buses. Very disappointed about these buses. I wonder if Metlink has told the bus drivers, guys, this intersection, don't do anything naughty. Though this guy crept forward quite a bit, but oh, I remember that time, like, they just, like, slammed on the accelerator, like, to plow through a red light, but then they're like, oh, wait, no, it's actually still red. Yeah. So, I think, looking at my other 2 news stories, I don't think they're worthy of the bus factor. They're just not. So I think I might actually call us the show, unless someone like Skype calls real quick. I'll just wait. Otherwise, we'll do one more light cycle. So we'll watch these buses. There's just no bus. There we go. We got a bus. Got a bus. Got a bus. Got a bus. Oh, look at it go. Oh, it's lagging quite a bit. Orange. Red. Lots of walkers. So I think we'll call that a show. I will. These solo shows are weird. But yeah, thank you for listening to The Bus Factor, and or watching if you tend to watch. And thanks to our Patreons. And thank you to Pirlo for Vingabus, which you will hear now.